6. But if you wish, let's also consider an example. If it were necessary to light a furnace, and one person were to throw in silken garments and fine linens, many and countless, to ignite it, and another throws in logs of oak and pine, what advantage would this man have over that? None, in fact, it might even be a disadvantage. However, what if we look at it another way? If one were to throw in logs and another were to light his fire under bodies, next to which furnace would you prefer to stand? The one with logs or the one with bodies? Obviously the one with logs, because it burns naturally and provides a pleasing sight for those watching. Meanwhile, the other one with the steam, juices, smoke, and the stench of burning bodies would drive everyone away. Does the mere mention of this make you recoil and despise that furnace? That's what the bellies of the rich are like. You would find more rottenness in their stomachs than in that gruesome furnace, coupled with foul-smelling fumes and grimy fluids due to their constant overindulgence. As the natural warmth of their bodies can't process all they consume, the undigested food festers and results in a highly unpleasant situation. Now, what could we possibly compare their stomachs to? Don't be upset at my words, but if I'm not speaking the truth, challenge me. Their bellies can be equated to sewer systems blocked by garbage, dung, hay, stubble, stones, and clay, causing the filth to overflow. The belly of the rich is similarly clogged at the bottom, causing the majority of these loathsome fluids to surge up. However, this isn't the case with the poor. Their stomachs are like fountains that sprout clear streams, watering gardens and scenic parks, free from such excess residues. The rich's stomachs, or rather those fueled by extravagance, are laden with fluids, phlegm, bile, tainted blood, rotten mucus, and other such matters. Hence why no one leading a life of constant luxury can endure it for long. Their lives will be peppered with frequent illnesses. I'd like to ask them, why do we eat? To ruin ourselves or to nourish ourselves? To fall sick or grow stronger? To harm our health or improve it? Clearly, the intent is to provide nourishment and not to inflict diseases and illnesses. But the rich don't observe this. The poor, on the other hand, maintain health, vigor, and strength with their simple diets. Therefore, don't lament over poverty, the root of good health, but embrace it. And if you aspire to be rich, disdain wealth. The real wealth lies not in possessing money, but in not desiring it. By accomplishing this, we will not only be wealthier than the affluent here, but we will also secure future blessings. Through God's grace and love for mankind, may we all attain good things with our Lord Jesus Christ. Along with the Holy Spirit, may glory, power, and honor be given to the Father now and forever for all eternity. Amen.